请问一下，就是我们现在所看到就是看到，可是我们对某一种，比如说我看一个花，那个花呢，同时对这个东西特别的明显，明显的喜爱，那这个时候心是不是跟我们过去生的那个记忆体，它会连结在一起？就是心跟我们想象中的，还有一些记忆体会同时连结，同时升起，所以才会对这朵花印象特别的深刻，
特别喜欢。
哎，是。
Susan give example when she see the flowers and then maybe one or two particularly she like the most, and when the chitta like it the most is that because there are some link or connection to the sanya.
Well, this relates to what we were talking about earlier when we spoke about accumulated tendencies.
这跟我们刚刚稍早谈到累积有关系。
We, each of us likes and dislikes different things.
我们每个人喜欢或不喜欢不同的东西。
And that is because that particular, or the liking for that particular thing, or that particular color, or the dislike for another particular thing, has been accumulated.
所以我们特别喜欢或特别不喜欢某个东西或颜色，这些是过去累积下来的。
And when that object is experienced, it's a condition for that liking or disliking to arise.
所以的确，当那个被看到的时候呢，色尘被看到，它会成为喜欢或不喜欢升起的因缘条件。
Because that particular liking and disliking has been latent until there is a condition for it to arise.
所以那个累积的喜欢或不喜欢，它其实是，隐藏起来，所谓的类似冬眠这个解释，一直到你看到的东西成为它升起的因缘条件。
And memory can also play a role. For example, if we experience something that we have a happy memory about, then it can be a condition for liking or pleasant feeling to arise.
所以你特别喜欢某一朵花，除了是过去的累积以外，有些事情你会特别喜欢，可能也是跟记忆有关，因为你经验是很愉快的，所以记忆是会。
那么，是不是每一个人的看法、想法跟这个心的那个流动的分锁是一样的，同时一样的，就是每个人就是跟其他人就是会一样，就是会不一样的那种感受会同时升起发生。
它是一样还是不一样？
是一样的吗？就是会同时升起，是每个人的那个累积的经验不一样所导致，就是你同时看到你会有那种产生喜欢不喜欢特别偏爱，是累过你说过去累世的经验嘛？那是不是每个人都同时都一样呢？还是每个人的看法想法会不一样？
每个人都一样的累积不一样的习性，
是不是这样子？你说累积嘛？
Is the accumulation the same for everyone?
Accumulation cannot be the same for everyone because everyone has different experiences.
每个人累积的不会是一样的，因为每个人有不同的经验。
And over many lifetimes, there will be a considerable divergence in the accumulated tendencies that different individuals have.
在过去的无数次，我们那么多不同的经验，所以一定不会一样的累积，一定是分流的。
And that's why, for example, people have different personalities.
所以我们不同的个性，对不对？
是。
Because they have accumulated the tendency to have a certain kind of disposition or to do things in a certain way.
就是累积的不同的习性或个性，会让你去做一些不同的事情。
不一样的感受就对了。
And these tendencies arise by conditions, and are for that individual the natural way of acting.
那这些累积的不同习性会去做这个或做那个，也是有因缘条件的。
所以所有的都是一些的因缘条件具足。才会产生就对了。
So all are by conditions?
All are by conditions, exactly right. But the important thing to realize is that attachment is the same reality for everyone, regardless of whether the color one is attached to is yellow or blue, for example. When attachment arises, the characteristic of that moment is that of attachment only, and it's the same for everyone.
这就回到一样跟不一样，这很重要。我们不一样的累积习性，可是生起来的贪爱，不管是贪爱这个或那个花，那个贪爱是一样的，它的特色是一样的。
Which flower do you like now?
你现在喜欢哪一朵花？
没有特别的喜欢，也没有特别的不喜欢，看就是看而已。
No flower particularly liked or disliked.
How about you, Joanna? Which flower do you like?
你有没有特别喜欢哪一朵花？我让你再多看一眼的。The yellow one.
Yellow one. Different, so different accumulations, different likes. So for everyone, different likes, different dislikes. And if we're talking about panya, so sometimes no panya, sometimes panya arises. It depends on accumulations, different tendencies.
所以每个人不会喜欢一样的颜色，或许有的类似这样子，但是差别是有智慧或没有智慧了解。那刚刚这样强调的就是那个贪爱是一样的。
So not only is it different for each person, it's different from moment to moment. Maybe then you like the yellow one. 5 minutes later, you might like the another one. So it changes. So changing all the time.
也许几分钟之后你喜欢另外一个颜色的花了，所以一直在变，一直在变。
And I think we've all been able to observe that in very small children, babies even, already there are different likes and dislikes accumulated naturally.
所以你看，小 baby 不同的 baby 喜欢跟不喜欢的东西就不一样了。